thank you, Madam Chairman, for giving us the floor. We bring you and all distinguished delegates warm greetings from Ghana. The Ghana delegation is pleased to be part of the second International Conference on Nutrition, bearing in mind that Ghana chaired the preparatory session of the first international conference held in 1992 and presided over the inaugural ceremony of the conference. The Ghana delegation views its participation in this historic second conference as a continuation of the work initiated in 1992. We thank the FAO and the WHO for their initiative, commitment and support for tackling malnutrition and food insecurity. We also thank the Joint Secretariat for all the hard work done in putting the various documents together. Madam Chairman, we believe that the nature of the challenge that confronts us requires far-reaching policies that cut across different sectors, such as education, agriculture, trade and industry, and health, in order to make a headway, especially in developing countries. We take note of the fact that the problem of malnutrition in our part of the world continues to be a struggle that has not gained the required attention at the political level as well as the technical level in many developing countries. First of all, we recognize that this is a multifaceted problem that will not go away easily with the application of medical science alone. Indeed, the control of this problem falls largely outside the confines of hospitals and clinics. Food availability and utilization, water and sanitation, education and knowledge on nutrition play a significant role in our attempt to improve diet and reduce the incidence of malnutrition in all its forms. We also recognize the fact that the problem is prevalent in our part of the world, and this alone warrants a positive action from those of us who are charged with the responsibility of ensuring food security and protecting the health of our nations. Madam Chairperson, even though we have made some progress in Ghana since the last conference, our statistics show that over 23% of our children remain stunted. These children will grow up to be stunted adults with reduced physical capacity and productivity. The prevalence of anemia has remained persistently high, with 57% of preschool children and 59% of women of childbearing age being anemic. It has been estimated that if the present levels of malnutrition are not reduced within the next 5 years in the 0 to 59-month-old children, moderate to severe malnutrition will account for over 200,000 child deaths. Suboptimal feeding will account for 14% of all acute respiratory infections and 23% of all diarrhea cases. In economic terms, it has been estimated that Ghana will lose nearly $633 million over the next 10 years in future economic production as a direct result of poor nutrition and anemia among workers. Stunting will cost us about $1.6 billion as a result of decreased worker productivity, and iodine deficiency will cost us $318 million due to decreased mental ability. Ghana acknowledges the multiple challenges of malnutrition to inclusive and sustainable development and shares the common vision for global action to end all forms of malnutrition. The government of Ghana, under the current leadership, is therefore committed to reversing the negative trends in malnutrition. Moving forward, we would scale up investment in proving effective nutrition interventions we are currently implementing. We expect that reducing iron deficiency will help in preventing permanent brain damage in 500,000 children and increase the average child's intelligence quotient by 13.5 points. This will result in earlier school enrollment, children staying in school for longer and better school performance. We also expect to save 30,000 lives by preventing underweight and over 25,000 lives of children by decreasing vitamin A deficiency. Ghana has demonstrated commitment to reversing the poor nutrition trends by signing on to the Scaling Up Nutrition Movement as an early riser country and has created the multi-sectorial platform for coordination among sectors. We have also developed a multi-sectorial nutrition policy encompassing all relevant sectors such as food and agriculture, education, water, sanitation and hygiene, gender and social protection, and the local government. This draft policy will soon receive cabinet approval and will be integrated into programs of the relevant sectors. Madam Chairperson, the government of Ghana is also committed to adopting the conference outcome documents, the Rome Declaration on Nutrition, and the Framework for Action, and will ensure their integration into national programs. The government of Ghana will continue to provide strong political leadership and commitment at the highest level to ensure a sustained response to the challenge of malnutrition in Ghana. I thank you, Bill.